Hey Redemption Gateway, welcome to today's Daily Dose. We're on episode 3 of a 5-part series on suffering. And right now I want to talk about how suffering proves God's existence. Now that kind of feels a little backwards, because most of the time we tend to think that suffering disproves God's existence. And especially if you're talking to, you know, people who've taken like 2 philosophy classes in college who think they're super sharp, they want to talk about how suffering disproves God's existence. But I actually want to talk about how I think that actually demonstrates the opposite. So here's the deal, is suffering is bad. The fact that God can use it for good doesn't mean that it is good. Suffering is bad. We feel the pain of it, we don't like it, we want to get away from it. But what gives us the authority or the ability to call suffering bad or to call suffering evil? Because if you don't live in a world that has been designed, if you don't live in a world where there is a way that things ought to be, then you have no ability to even process through maybe things are not the way they're supposed to be. That's suffering, right? Our experience of things being not the way they're supposed to be. But when you think about how God creates the world in Genesis 1, he says, and it was good, and it was good, and it was good, and it was good. And Genesis 1:31 says, and God saw everything he made, and behold, it was very good. That there is a designed quality that is the way that things are supposed to be on earth. Then in Genesis 3, we see the decay or the fall or the curse of sin that kind of unravels a lot of that goodness, such that now suffering and pain is a normal part of human existence. And if you don't have the recognition that there is a design that we have departed from, and our experience of that is suffering, that's kind of what we get in the biblical worldview. Otherwise, what you have in like a naturalistic or an evolutionary worldview is all you have is preference. You have to describe suffering as, I prefer this is not happening. You have to describe evil as, I prefer you not do that. All you have is like my subjective desire, but I'm not actually able to label things evil or things bad. I can only label them as, I don't like it. Whereas Christianity gives us the ability to recognize that those things are objectively bad or those things are objectively evil. They're not just evil or bad because I don't prefer them. So from an evolutionary perspective, all you get is, chaos has made it such that my brain fizzes in this way, and my brain is fizzing in such a way that I don't like that. And that's pretty weak, that's pretty lame. Those of you who have truly suffered, if all that you have to do to make sense of your suffering is my brain is fizzing in a way that gives me the experience of pain, that's not any meaning. That's not some ability to actually objectively interact with what's going on around you. And so it's our human insistence and our human recognition that bad exists, that suffering exists, that evil exists, actually demonstrates that there is a design that we've departed from and we're experiencing it. And so rather than our sense of suffering causing us to question God's existence, it may cause us to question God's goodness. I do want us to allow our suffering to say, this is proving to me that I am, you know, in this tension of reality, that there's a way things are supposed to be, but I'm experiencing it as suffering. And so that enables us to turn to God rather than turn to something else in the middle of our suffering. If you made it this way, why am I experiencing it like this? And so that anguish actually demonstrates faith. All right, Redemption Gateway, I'll see you tomorrow.